Hello, everybody. I'm really excited to be with someone that I admire a lot here from the beautiful island of
Aruba.
Aruba. We're in Aruba and having the best week. Meredith Marine is with us. Meredith's going to tell you a little bit about her story. Meredith, thank you for organizing this incredible potluck, vegan potluck, with 20 people here. Amazing minds and souls here on the beach as the sun is setting. And I've been following you for a while on Instagram, and finally got a chance to meet you today in person. Thank you for all the work you do.
You're welcome.
I think it's going to be very inspiring for all of you, whether you're vegan or not vegan, to hear the story of Meredith and how she literally turned kind of a pain point into a profitable business, something that's changed the island. So Meredith, tell us just a little bit about who you are, your journey to become a vegan consultant here in Aruba, and just inspire us with your out-of-the-box thinking.
I'd love to, and I'm so glad you got to actually come here and see what it's like,
yes.
See the vegan scene. You were telling me that you chose to come to Aruba because of the vegan food.
And not only did we choose to come to Aruba because of the vegan food, we chose to come to Aruba because of the vegan food that we learned about through your social media channels, through your website, and through you being so generous with your passion.
Yeah, I get messages like that every day from tourists who want to come to Aruba and check out the vegan scene. And for me, when I first moved here, I'm originally from New York City. When I first moved here 3 years ago, it was nothing like this at all. So when I moved here, basically the only vegan things were fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds. There were no vegan meats, vegan cheeses. Couldn't even find tempeh in the supermarket. And I moved here because my husband is born and raised here. We met when I was on vacation here 12 years ago, and love at first sight, sort of my first dip into taking a risk and an adventure. And ever since I met him, just, you know, I've become more brave in that sense and taking those risks and adventures in my life and in my business. So when I got here, there was really nothing for us to eat. The restaurants, they didn't know what vegan was, not even really vegetarian. There were no vegan options on the menu. And what ended up happening is I would have to call in advance to a restaurant in order to just be served a meal. So I would call, and you know, the first couple times I went, I didn't know that. So I would go and get the same pasta marinara over and over and over. Well, I started getting inventive and realized, okay, let me try a different route. I would call the chefs in advance and end up unofficially consulting for them in order to just get a decent meal. So I would say, okay, go to the supermarket, buy this tofu, cook it this way, here's the recipe, and I would show up the next day and enjoy a great meal with my family. But, you know, I realized I'm not the only one that wants to eat vegan food on Aruba. It's not just vegans, it's also people who are just trying to reduce their meat consumption and people with allergies and, you know, all sorts of people who just want to try something new. So I started an Instagram account a couple years ago called Vegan Aruba and tried to gather the vegan information here to make it both accessible to be vegan in Aruba and also acceptable, because it's really important for it to be sort of the cool thing to do, for it to be acceptable so people feel like they're not strange or looked at, you know, frowned upon. So that's what ended up happening, and I started to build relationships with chefs and with restaurant owners, and I was invited to give a presentation at the National Restaurant Association here, where I stood in front of a room of 25 restaurant owners and explained what it's like from the vegan guest's perspective to go out to eat and not have anything to order, and what that's like for the psychology of the customer, because I have a psychology social work background. I have a master's in social work. It's not a great feeling to go out to eat and then have to ask for special accommodations. So I ended up giving this presentation and encouraging restaurants to start serving vegan food, and something happened at the end of that presentation that really surprised me, and that was a restaurant owner stepped up and said, "This is great, we're convinced, can you help us?" And I said, "What do you mean? I'm not a chef, I'm a social worker, how can I help you?" And they said, "Well, our chefs have never seen tofu, we don't know where to buy these things, we don't know where to start. You know, you seem to know what you're doing, we see your food on Instagram, you must know what to do." So I said yes. And that's a big teaching moment, learning moment for me, and something I teach my current students now that I train people all over the world to do this kind of work, speaking of hospitality consulting, is I teach them you have to say yes to those opportunities when someone's asking you for help, say yes. So I said yes, and you know, I did this as a volunteer job. I started helping restaurants develop vegan menus, training their staff how to cook the food, how to serve the food, and a couple weeks later, the vegan menu came out. Work. So I started a business, and it's been thriving. It's incredible. Now Aruba is known as the most vegan-friendly place in the Caribbean. You saw I'm in like all these travel magazines, which is kind of weird, but also wonderful because it gets the word out. People come here specifically for the vegan scene, vegan food. And I've had a bunch of vegan influencers visit me and see what I'm doing, which has helped get the word out to the point where people started messaging me asking, how do you, like, can you come to my community? Can you come to San Francisco and do it here? And can you teach me how to do this work? Because I want to have a place to eat with my family, and I also want to create a business for myself that aligns with my values. And so I started this training program to teach other vegans around the world how to create accessibility and acceptability around the vegan lifestyle in their communities. And that's through my new company, Vegan Hospitality, which you can find. You can follow me on Instagram at Meredith Marine. You can also
amazing look. Instagram, by the way. So yeah, much like information.
Personal and business.
Yeah, it's really, it's a cool lifestyle business account. And I just want to stop you for a second, yeah. And I want to get into the vegan hospitality a little bit. But the thing that I think is so fascinating about your story is you literally just took initiative to solve a problem that you were having. I want to go out to dinner. I want to be able to be social. You mentioned to me earlier, I just moved to Aruba and no one had been here before. And so then all of a sudden I have all this family visiting me, and we'd go out and I wouldn't have anything to eat. That's a bad feeling. And then just calling and being proactive. And I think that, you know, you said don't say no to help. And I think that for a lot, our audience is almost all entrepreneurs. And so I think for a lot of people that are watching and listening to Meredith's story, it's like, don't say no to an opportunity that is waiting for you as well. Like, yes, they wanted your help, and eventually you said yes to them. But first, before that, you said yes to yourself and yes to the opportunity, to the possibility of an opportunity around creating something. You are the change that you wanted to see in the world, literally. And so those proactive steps of like, hey, go to the supermarket, buy this, marinate it like this, and then all of a sudden they wanted you to guide them. I think it's amazing. And then what I find fascinating about your business model as well is it's a service-based business right now here in Aruba. I know you are now currently kind of rapidly expanding, which is exciting. Congratulations. And I think that coupling that with now an online presence, which is this training course, right? So for people that are interested in the training course, in the vegan hospitality training course, without, telling them in the entire, all the secrets and gems that you share in the course, what are one or two tips that you tell your students, your participants, about starting your own business in this thriving, compassionate movement that is vegan?
Awesome. So first of all, if you want to know more about the course, you can go to veganhospitality.com. That's my website, and you can get in touch personally with me. I talk to every single person personally. It's an extreme mentorship program.
Yeah, responded to every message I sent you like within a day, which is so thoughtful and kind. So,
I'm in this because of the people. Yeah. So literally my entire business is created because people asked for things from me, and I was privileged enough to be able to offer that to them. So it is a privilege to be in the position where I could, have the skills and have the confidence in myself to be able to offer those things and start that business. So for people interested in becoming a vegan entrepreneur and specifically increasing the vegan options in your community, there are so many important factors to this, but honestly the most important factor is to believe in your own ability to help other people. So when I talk about in my training, I do a lot of personal coaching and personal development work through the training. It's not just skills and tactics, it's really building your own self-esteem. So confidence is so important, and confidence doesn't mean you need to believe you're the best at everything or the most beautiful person in the room. What it means is that you believe you're capable of actually helping other people and of helping the world. You believe that you're important to the world, that you're of value, and you have value to give to other people. And my most successful students are the people that are just willing to go for it, to not get their own ego involved and worry about how many likes do I have and what are people gonna think of me if I fail. Fear of rejection is a big one that comes up. Fear of making money, if you believe it. Fear of it's not okay to make money as a vegan who's helping the world. But we need to survive, and it's way better to make money helping the world than hurting the world. So we need more people who are gonna have these socially sustainable businesses who wanna support their communities. And I have students all over, in Argentina, in Amsterdam, in France, in Spain, in 15 different U.S. states and Canada. So this really works everywhere, and it takes someone who's got a lot of motivation and a lot of drive to make a real difference.
And so what are the kinds of programs that you are helping people create? Like, who would really benefit from this program?
So the person, the ideal person that signs up for this training program is a 12-week training course where you learn how to start your own consulting business. So by the end of the program, you have your own vegan consulting business in your community and you are ready to attract clients. And those clients are going to be restaurants, hotels, universities, cruise ships, whoever you think could benefit from, you know, your services. You take restaurants from going from zero to vegan friendly within a couple weeks to a couple months, depending on how large they are. And the people that are attracted to this are people that are feeling like, okay, I'm vegan, but I want to be I'm more active in the community and I want to change the world. I want to change my community. And I'm not okay just sitting here and working a 9-to-5 desk job that doesn't align with my values. So I want something different, something new. I want freedom to be able to do things my way and, you know, have a meaningful experience, have a meaningful job that's going to be making the world a better place. I mean, I have a 4-year-old daughter, she just turned 4, and a lot of my motivation comes from her because I look at the world and I think I want it to be just as beautiful, maybe more beautiful when she's my age. And it's very hard sometimes to think that, especially living in Aruba, which is the most gorgeous place ever. But you go swimming and you see the coral reefs being destroyed and, you know, you see the plastic straws and people taking fish out of the ocean to eat them, that it's hard. And so I think the kind of person that wants to do this is someone who sees the ills in the world and wants to make the world well and knows that they play an important role in that happening.
Yeah, and I think you bring so much hope. I mean, I followed your content for like 6 months now. I think you bring so much hope to people that you can have a really fun, dynamic life and be vegan, which, you know, a lot of the world thinks veganism means you sacrifice everything and you're super boring and you have no options. And in fact, what I've seen this week, going to a lot of the places that you consulted, is amazing creativity. I mean, we had this traditional barbecue last night with jackfruit and porcini mushroom mac and cheese and, you know, all these incredible dishes and just the ceviche that made of lychee and all these beautiful dishes. So I think that, and then, you know, that's something that I admire a lot about you is just the sort of the joy and almost like lightheartedness you bring to a heavy topic, which is like, we don't want beings to suffer when you don't need to. And I think you do have a really nice way of doing it. So I admire your leadership in a topic that's very important in the way that you kind of navigate it. And then I'd also ask you one kind of final question, which is, maybe you have a 9-to-5 job, right? And maybe you need that right now to pay some bills. Can people still take advantage of the course and work a 9-to-5 job and then implement what you're teaching them, maybe as a side job or maybe as a weekend job, until they reach that point where they can leave the 9-to-5 and start their own thing?
Absolutely. I have a lot of students in my program that have 9-to-5 jobs, and some of them are actually utilizing skills they've built through those previous careers to bring into this program. People who were interior designers that are sick of putting leather couches into hotels and want to help support the vegan movement, or people that are marketing professionals that want to use those marketing skills to help vegan businesses. So when I started out, I was a stay-at-home mom, but I also was doing consulting, some online consulting work, and I was teaching for the university in the social work department. So my life has always been dynamic and busy, but it's really, yeah, you can, of course, you can do whatever you want with your life. And everyone has the same amount of time in a day, so it's how you want to spend it. And if you're going to spend it in the 9-to-5, then that's what you need to do. But then what are you doing in that free time? And can you build something for yourself that really, you know, makes you feel alive and makes you feel joyful? And like you said, you know, it's funny because my life got way better when I started committing to the vegan movement and building a vegan community and making other vegan friends and being more vocal about my passion, because I wasn't hiding anymore. I wasn't, you know, going to my in-laws' place and pretending to eat the fish. I was telling them my values and saying, this is who I am, and like, you can love it or hate it. And it raised my confidence through the roof to be able to just step into my own power, and now I get to encourage other people to do that too.
That's amazing. And something that I've noticed through my vegan journey, and, you know, lately I've been kind of coming to that power myself. The first kind of year and change, I was like, well, maybe I'm not ready to talk about it. Maybe I'm not worthy to talk about it. You know, similar things that you're saying.
No, you're not educated enough to talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so, but when I start talking about it, the craziest things happen. The people at the table that you think will judge you hardest will come up to you like privately and be like, you know, and it's so it's like, I think it's a good point. Like, own your truth, do it in a way that's educated, and try not to be too judgmental about it, even though it can be hard, and people will attract the right people. I mean, look at us here today in Aruba. This random thing we've never met before today. Now we're here with 20 amazing people. So, Meredith, follow. So it's Meredith Marine, M-A-R-I-N, on Instagram. And your website again is?
VeganHospitality.com.
My goal here with this show is to highlight people that I think are living authentic, original, creative lives and doing it in a way that's benefiting the world. And I think this is a perfect example. You are a perfect example of that. So thank you for being on the show.
You have to show them that sunset right now.
Yeah, we're going
to
show you the sunset now.
Amazing.
But until you see the sunset, we're going to say goodbye. Meredith, thank you. Keep up the great work. Thanks for watching, guys. Enjoy the sunset.